WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, men's college basketball last night, Trey Freeman scored 25 points and banked in a running three-pointer at the buzzer to give Old Dominion a 72-69 victory over Murray State in the NIT quarterfinals. That win puts the 27-7 Monarchs into the semifinals at Madison Square Garden against Stanford. Miami will play Temple. They routed Louisiana Tech 77-59 last night, and that'll be the other Tuesday semifinal next week. Elsewhere in college basketball news, after taking the University of Buffalo to its first NCAA tournament berth, Coach Bobby Hurley reportedly has been rewarded with a new contract. A person familiar with negotiations has told the Associated Press that Hurley has agreed to a new contract that will make him the highest-paid men's basketball coach in the Mid-American Conference. That person, speaking anonymously because the school hasn't announced the contract restructuring, said Hurley will make more than $550,000 a season. The former Duke star point guard led the Bulls to their first NCAA tournament berth in only his second year on the job. With a 42-20 record, Hurley became Buffalo's first coach to reach 40 wins in just two seasons. Two-time NBA coach Eric Musselman will be the new head coach at Nevada. Nevada Athletic Director Doug Knuth says in a statement that he'll present a proposed five-year contract with Musselman to the State Board of Regents during a meeting today in Las Vegas. Musselman spent the past season as an assistant at LSU. The 50-year-old coached the Golden State Warriors from 2002 to 2004 and the Sacramento Kings in 2006 and 2007. A person familiar with the situation says the Charlotte 49ers have hired Mark Price to be their new head men's basketball coach. The 51-year-old has spent the last two seasons as an assistant coach for the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. Price will replace Alan Major, who left the program earlier this month amid ongoing medical problems. Well, the NCAA basketball tournament will continue tonight as the regional semifinals get underway this evening. In the Midwest region tonight at Cleveland, it'll be 7th seed Wichita State battling 3rd seed Notre Dame in the opening game of the night. Notre Dame 31-5, Wichita State 30-4 on the season. That game's set to tip at 6:15 Central Time tonight. The other Midwest regional game in Cleveland will be West Virginia, the number 6 seed, battling top-seeded Kentucky. The Kentucky Wildcats are 36-0 on the season, trying to remain undefeated. West Virginia hoping to knock off the undefeated Wildcats is 25-9 on the season. Game time will be about a half an hour after the conclusion of the Wichita State-Notre Dame game this evening. In the West region at Los Angeles tonight, the opening game has top-seeded Wisconsin facing 4th-seeded North Carolina. That game set to tip at 6:47 Central Time this evening. The Tar Heels are 26-11. Badgers 33-3 coming into tonight's action. The second game of the night in the West Regional at Los Angeles will be about a half an hour after the Badgers and the Tar Heels wrap it up. It'll be number 6 Xavier facing 2nd-seeded Arizona. The Wildcats are 33-3, while the Xavier Musketeers 23-13 on the season. That game set to tip around 9:17 Central Time tonight. Well, the Iowa football team opens up spring drills without Jake Rudock at quarterback. The two-year starter for the Hawkeyes may be transferring after C.J. Beathard was named the starter just days after a lopsided loss to Tennessee in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
You know, he's in a really unique position, not totally unlike Cody Suckle a year ago, and he's exploring some other options at this point with our support and certainly not encouragement, but support, and we'll work through the process. So, you know, until he decides what he's going to do definitively, we're going to, you know, we'll just keep him outside the program at this point.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who took the unusual step of releasing a depth chart in early January.
And we talked about quarterbacks at that point. And that was part of the thought process behind that, give them an opportunity to handle it in an appropriate manner and, you know, whatever's best for them. If Jake's heart's not totally in being here, then it's probably best that he does go somewhere else. But, you know, right now it's just, I think, both. Yeah, he's in an exploratory process at this stage.
If Rudock leaves, it would leave the Hawkeyes without an experienced backup at quarterback.
I said many times publicly last year that it was really close competition. That's unusual when you have that. And I think I also said, I know I said, we had total confidence in both guys. I can't say that right now the way the depth chart is, but I couldn't say that in 2002, 3, or 4 either. And that's just the reality of it. I mean, that's typical of most of our positions here. And, you know, when you got one, two, or even three of them, like Ohio State, that's a really unusual circumstance.
Now, unlike some coaches who hold grudges, Ferentz says Rudock is able to transfer to any school, even one in the Big Ten.
We signed a release, and basically with no strings attached. It just, you know, if he chooses to leave, I want him to have opportunities. I think that's the only fair way to do this and the best thing for him.
The Hawkeyes conclude their spring drills with an open practice on April 25th. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes hopes the Cyclone offense can make bigger strides in the second spring practice under offensive coordinator Mark Mangino. ISU ranked eighth in the Big 12 last season by averaging just over 23 points per game.
I mean, I think there's certain parts of it that allow us to take bigger steps, and at the same time, there's other pieces because of, let's just say, the running back group. You know, the running back group is basically fresh faces. So that doesn't allow you to necessarily leap like you would like to. But yeah, there's a lot more knowledge. There's a lot more understanding, which are two different things. And that's allowed our pace to be fairly good.
Alan Lazard caught 45 passes during his freshman season, and Rhodes believes Lazard could become the top receiver in the Big 12.
You know, he's not a breakaway speed type of guy, but that doesn't, prohibit him from getting open against anybody just because of his pure size and his ability to go up and catch it. I think he will be a featured player as far as what we do, and people will know it. Still should have success.
Cyclones will close out their spring drills with an intra-squad game on April 11th. Well, the Minnesota Vikings coach Mike Zimmer was emphatic about keeping Adrian Peterson at the NFL owners' meetings Wednesday. The running back's agent has told the Associated Press that it's in Peterson's best interest to move on. Zimmer points out that Peterson is still under contract in Minnesota and expects him to go into the Hall of Fame as a Viking. Peterson was forced to sit out last season by the NFL when he was charged with disciplining his 4-year-old son with a wooden switch. The 2012 league MVP has balked at returning to the team, questioning the Minnesota organization's support of him after his suspension. Hy-Vee's involvement in the Drake Relays has meant deeper fields and larger purses. It's also leading to more national exposure. The NBC Sports Network will be providing 2 hours of live coverage of the Saturday afternoon session from Drake Stadium on April 25th. More than 40 athletes ranked in the top 10 in the world in their event have already signed on to compete next month.
And so for us, we feel like that's the level that Drake University desires. And so it's a consistency. And because of that, we feel like we've been able to, go from no TV to 90 minutes of TV to now 2 hours of coverage, because the world wants to see what's happening on the Blue Oval.
That's Relays director Brian Brown, who says the perception of the event has changed since the partnership with Hy-Vee was announced in November of 2012.
Athletes and coaches have accelerated their training. They've changed their ways of training just so that they can be more ready, more prepared to make a stop on the Blue Oval. There's a great impact that's being made in the United States and international track and field, all because of the impact that Hy-Vee has had on the Drake Relay.
Brown says Hy-Vee's involvement has also bolstered the field of collegiate teams that will compete.
I've already got two proposals from three top 10 teams for next year, asking for proposals. Teams that before Hy-Vee came on the scene, I couldn't get them here. So the impact that it's making is great.
Next month's Drake Relays will run April 22nd through the 26th in Des Moines. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.